through.
It would be nice to have a blow
through.
It would be nice to have a blow
through.
It would be nice to have a blow
through
from your mom.
Listeners and not to, we did anyway, dumb debating.
John's computer sucks, Macs are the only way, dumb debating.
Fullbacks are running backs, hamburger steaks.
Josh is too dumb to eat a cupcake.
Mailing a base.
Does John like Nebraska or Creighton?
Just three radio hosts on air, dumb debating. Die for the pylon or give up on the plate, dumb debating.
Millennials are great and old should go away, dumb debating.
Rarely do we find any common ground.
Josh wants his food to be the best around.
Even if it gives him fatal flatulation.
Just three radio hosts on air, dumb debating. Falls down and nobody's around. You can bet your ass it won't make a sound. Water ain't wet, you know nothing about hydration. Just three radio hosts on air, dumb debating. Just three radio hosts on air, dumb debating.
Well, if the rest of this program wasn't dumb enough for you, this is where things really hit the fan. It is time for Dumb Debates.
Peanut butter.
You take over the show.
Yeah.
And ask us your dumb debates and use the hashtag dumb debates when you send us those debates in the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed at USC1620. You can also email your dumb debates to the Equitable Bank inbox, john@1620thezone.com. Or Josh at 1620thezone.com.
Like this text that we received from Eric in Milwaukee. If Straub is Josh speak for strawberries and Bloob is Josh speak for blueberries, then what is Josh speak for blackberries?
Oh, no.
We call them blackberries.
What about blabs?
Blabs! Thank you, Nick. We call them blabs.
Wow, that's not very nice.
Blabbies?
Well, blabbies.
Why didn't you think about eating blueberries or strawberries or blabs on your run instead of Oreos?
Not enough of the nutrients that I need.
Oreos are more nutritious than blabs and bloobs.
Yeah, they are for what you need when you're, again, when you're running, you need a very particular type of sustenance. Blueberries
and apparently Oreo cookies. Who knew?
Yes, I know. It's wild. Ultra runners, John.
Again,
ultra runners.
This is becoming less of a sport all the time. Speaking of food, Johnny Pig asks, what is the worst restaurant appetizer and why is it potato skins?
Bad
potato
take.
Skins. No, I actually agree with him. I think potato skins are like a weird appetizer.
I love potato skins.
They're
great
fine.
Appetizer.
Nah.
What makes a bad appetizer?
That's a good question that we need to define.
Well, a bad appetizer is something that, you know, because, you know, usually you look forward to the appetizer, right? That's how wings got started. Wings were an appetizer. Mm. You know, the breaded whatever. You know, cheese sticks.
Yeah.
You know, nachos, whatever.
Yeah, I guess what are you looking for, John, when you eat an appetizer? What are you hoping for?
I don't think are a good appetizer.
Wow, interesting, Nick. Explain yourself.
UMass lost, by the way. I think
yes!
Nachos are dense enough to where it could be a main course because you don't want the appetizer to ruin the main course.
To be fair, wings.
Yes,
could.
Everything and wings.
It's all about portion control.
Yeah, the idea of the appetizer.
But they never give you tiny baby nachos. Every place with nachos and appetizer, it's always a big
thing. But you're supposed to share that.
Yeah, appetizers are to be shared with the entire table. So if you get a dozen
wings. Like a bloomin' onion. Yum.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, you don't eat the whole bloomin'
onion. You could. It'd be enough food for you. But yeah, then you'd be like, what about my steak?
Why don't you consider a bloomin' onion on your run?
I think that would be bad because it's fried, John. I'd be like, oh.
What,
and the Oreos processed food with a bunch of sugars.
Josh.
But again, I need that when I run,
Josh.
This is such a fraudulent
serious question.
Sport.
Why not use a Stroopwafel?
A Stroop? What are you talking about?
We're losing sight of the question.
We are.
Here's a hot take
because
for you.
Because of you.
Here's a hot take.
Oh, you're
going to
say
you.
Wings are bad.
No.
Okay.
There used to be, I don't know if they still make them anymore, but there was a potato chip called Tater Skins.
Yes, those are good.
I loved those.
Those were good.
They were basically potato chips. But they were a little bit more dense, and one side.
Those?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
One side was like the inside, the color of the inside of the potato, and the outside was a darker shade to be made to look like potato skins. Mm. They were delicious. Tasted really nothing like potato skins, which, you know, aren't great. But as far as the appetizer is concerned, yes, of all of the choices you could have for appetizer, potato skins is...
I think that's a bad take. Why?
It's just weak.
Why is it weak? How is it weak?
I wouldn't want it.
I crave potato skins.
I would rather just do like cheesy chili fries instead of potato skins.
And that feels too dense again. I feel like a potato skin is a good amount of not dense. It's a good appetizer.
Again, Nick, if you don't eat a lot of it, it doesn't matter. You're not supposed to down the whole thing in one shot.
Yeah, you're just supposed to take a few bites.
Yeah.
No, I get that, but it's still dense. I feel like chili cheese fries are still too dense of an appetizer.
Well, but if you load up the potato skin, because most places do with the sour cream and the bacon bits and the onion and all that other stuff, it gets pretty dense.
If you get the potato skins as an appetizer, they'll usually give you, what, four of them? That's enough for the people at the table. You have one potato skin, and
we're talking portion control. We're talking portion control. You don't have to eat.
Yeah, are nachos that dense? Nachos feel actually on the lighter side of appetizers.
Yeah, you could have three or four nacho chips.
Could a couple of piece of meat on there, some lettuce, some either sour cream or salsa, and I feel like some cheese, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of something that, like, if somebody ordered spinach dip, I'd be like, nah, I'm good. I don't like spinach dip.
Oh, I love spinach dip.
Yeah, I don't want spinach dip.
Spinach dip is a good appetizer. I love spinach dip.
Spinach dip is
a good appetizer.
Good appetizer.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, that's not what I want.
But yeah, I would be disappointed if the table got potato skins. The appetizer that always gets ordered every time we go on the road with Creighton, and I'm still trying to figure out who likes this stuff, is the calamari.
Calamari is fine. I'll eat it. It's fried fish, which is like cool. I like fried fish.
It is, but it's like,
it's just so tiny. It's a tiny baby fish.
If you're going to tease me with something like that, make it onions.
Mm.
Is squid fish?
Make it onion rings.
A text that we got, he can't even afford to go out. How does he know these things? Good question.
Have to pay for food.
There you go.
Yeah, it's called when he goes and mows the girlfriend's lawn. He doesn't have to do that.
Nice.
All right, so this was a question that was brought to our attention somewhere else. The original tweeter's name is Bill. He said, it's a question I saw on TikTok.
Oh, no.
It's tearing my friend group apart, and I want to bring it here. If Joey Chestnut and Usain Bolt ran a 100-meter dash, but before they could start running, they had to eat one full hot dog, who wins the race?
Now, have we done this before? I feel like we have done this before.
We have done a Usain Bolt, Joey Chestnut.
But not this one?
I don't remember if it was this one. So the idea is the start of the race is each competitor has to eat the whole hot dog.
Yeah.
And then they finish the hot dog, and then they can start running.
Yeah, so you can't do it in whatever order you want.
You can't be like Josh and eat Oreos while you
run. Goat! Yeah, you can't. You have to eat it and then run.
So
you can't run and then eat.
So when the starter's gun goes off, you eat the hot dog. As soon as the hot dog is finished, then you run the 100 meters. Mm-hmm. Who wins the race?
And
I think this is an easy answer.
Yeah, I do too.
It is so easy.
Yes.
It's Joey Chestnut.
No.
Because you just think that he would eat it so much faster.
He claims he can eat it. I mean, if you watch him, he could basically, especially if he's only eating one hot dog. It's another thing if he's having to pace himself through 70 hot dogs. But if he's eating one hot dog, he could have that thing done in two seconds.
Even if he downs that hot dog and he gets 50 meters, I think Usain Bolt would still catch up to him and finish the race first.
Here's my question. Could Usain Bolt finish
the hot dog? You would worry.
Would Usain Bolt be even able to finish the hot dog before Joey Chestnut crosses the finish line?
Yeah, so if you're picking Joey here, you're banking on Usain Bolt just struggling to eat the hot dog fast enough.
It's not hard to eat a hot dog fast.
Okay, now it wasn't a hot dog, but remember when Connor thought he could set the world chicken nugget record?
Yeah, and he got destroyed.
Remember, and we all tried it, and how hard it was to eat that much food that fast?
I would also say this. We have all run 100 meters at some point in time, whether it's a football practice or whether it's literally doing the 100-meter dash. We've all done that. How many of us have actually tried to eat a hot dog fast?
Exactly.
So I don't think that he has the practice.
I think Joey Chestnut would finish the hot dog and finish the run before Usain Bolt even finished the hot dog.
Yeah, and even honestly, like, there's a part of me that thinks even if Usain Bolt eats the hot dog faster than we would expect him to, downing a hot dog and then running 100 meters isn't going to be, like, the easiest thing. He still would run it really fast. Because I'm trying to figure how fast Joey Chestnut would run 100 meters.
Well, what is the world record in the 100 meters?
Usain Bolt ran a 9-point something. I mean, it's super fast.
It is. So Joey probably does it in 25 seconds?
Yeah, 25 to 30, probably somewhere.
9.58.
I don't think
Usain.
What is it?
9.58.
9.58 is the world record. I think Joey Chestnut could run the 100 meters in like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So then, even if it's 45 seconds, I don't think Usain Bolt can eat a hot dog in 45 seconds.
No way. 45 seconds? That's way too much time to eat a hot dog.
You could eat a hot dog in three bites, even if you're not trained like Joey Chestnut is.
Yeah,
I believe that
taking the bite is the easy part. It's the chewing and the swallowing.
Yeah, and you know what? When you add in
the
bread,
Casey Mike's mom.
The bread component of this, again, Joey Chestnut is like, I'll just dunk it in water like a disgusting monster.
Yeah.
If Usain Bolt did that, he might throw up because that's so gross.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to do that. I would go in dry because the mouthfeel of it wet would be disgusting.
I'm not arguing that Joey Chestnut would finish the hot dog way before Usain Bolt, but I think Usain would still catch up with enough time at the end to win.
I don't think so.
I do.
I don't think he could eat. I mean, I guess we would have to try this ourselves, trying to eat a hot dog as fast as possible to see what we could do, and then we would extrapolate, okay, that's probably as an average person, assuming that Usain Bolt isn't somehow a competitive eater and we didn't know it, he's a ringer.
That'd be awesome if that's his other thing that he does really, really
well. I don't know if the average human can finish a hot dog in less than 30 seconds.
I don't know if this helps, but it says that Joey Chestnut's average weight, it varies, is about 230 pounds. Usain Bolt is 207 pounds. But Usain Bolt is also trained in running. So I think one hot dog won't affect him enough.
Well, it's not about
the hot dog affecting him.
It's his ability to eat the hot dog fast. We tried it with the chicken nuggets. Man, it is hard to stuff that much food, to chew it, to swallow it, and start the next one. You know, I think Joey Chestnut could both finish the hot dog and the race before Usain
Bolt. It's only one hot dog. I don't think he'll have an issue with it. It's still a lot of food.
All right, so you know how we've started doing, weird, dumb stuff on Fridays? This is one that we should do. Let's see how fast we can all eat a hot dog
right.
at some point this summer.
And then we can figure out what the average time is.
Yeah. We'll divide it by...
And we'll figure that's what, you know, Usain Bolt could do it in. Could Joey Chestnut, who could probably eat that hot dog in 2 seconds,
yeah,
and then run probably 25 to 30 seconds and be done.
Andy says, how quickly can Joey eat a hot dog? It should take Bolt more than 10 seconds, which leaves him 20 seconds to catch Joey. You're all giving Chestnut too much credit. According to the tweet, Joey Chestnut can eat a hot dog in 2 seconds.
2 seconds.
So that's where the math works out. Very difficult for Usain
Bolt.
Because, again, first of all, Usain Bolt is not going to run the 100-meter dash in 9.58 seconds because he will have just downed a hot dog. So at the very least, he is adding some time to his 100-meter dash.
Let's say he'll do it in 11 seconds.
Okay, so 11 seconds. That means to catch Joey Chestnut, if we were right on the – on the initial times we mentioned of 30 seconds. That's 32 seconds. So that means that Usain Bolt would then have to eat the hot dog in about 20 some odd seconds.
All right.
So this is why we need to test out eating a hot
dog. I have some math and stats.
Okay.
Joey Chestnut and Usain Bolt are about 3 years apart from each other. Joey Chestnut's 40, Usain Bolt's 37.
Where are these stats going, Nick?
Let me finish. I looked up, Googled, the average 100-meter time of an adult man, a beginner, Joey Chestnut, from 18 to 39, is 14 seconds. Usain Bolt is an expert and high-level recreational, says 11.3 seconds.
That's not the...
Oh, this is even making the case even stronger for Joey Chestnut.
Yeah. You just gave us 15 extra seconds, Nick.
Yeah, if you're saying Joey Chestnut could do it in 15 seconds,
I'm still picking Usain Bolt, but sure.
Nick, but you just gave more evidence for why it's Joey. I'm confused why you just gave this and then you're still going with Usain Bolt. You think Usain Bolt can eat a whole hot dog in 10 seconds?
Yes.
No way.
No.
Yes.
I don't buy that.
No.
We should do this. I think I can eat a hot dog in 10 seconds.
Dumb Food Friday. It's
Dumb Food Friday. We're going to do this to see if it's
easy. Let's go to our friends at Roncalli, ask to borrow their track, and then we can just straight up do this.
Well, we don't need to do the running time.
I'm thinking about content, though. This could be
the hot dog eating time.
Oh, exclusive in our email. Subscribe today at 1620thezone.com. Mm-hmm. Ryan writes, I don't know if this is a dumb debate or just a question for the internet. Why do I always pee when I sit to poop, but not the other way around? I never have to poop just because I pee.
Maybe when you're pooping, you're more relaxed, so then everything's more relaxed. But when you're peeing, you're not necessarily more relaxed, unless if you're sitting down to pee, then maybe.
I've thought
if you're standing up to pee, then you're a little more clenched, you know?
I've thought about this question before.
It's because the liquid goes through us faster than solids, so we have to number one more than number two.
So you're just saying it's a math problem? It's just.
Yeah.
But you always have to when you're going number two. You're always like, oh, I guess I'll do number
because
one.
Because there's always.
When you're pushing, just everything is pushing?
Well, but there's always, you know, liquid. You know, you could probably, I'm guessing the average person could probably go and do number one every 30 minutes.
Okay.
Because there's always a little something that's building up,
right? A couple
right?
little dribbles.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
I know how that goes.
So, yeah, there's stuff building up in there.
Brian, by the way, since John's 100 time would be similar to Joey's time, we need John to run. Yeah, I think Nick's right. I think we need to do a little content here.
No, I don't need
this. Should be this. The Summer Olympics are coming this summer, John. This could be an event. 1620, the Olympics.
1620, the Olympics.
We could eat a hot dog and then run.
I could eat a hot dog in 10 seconds. I have no doubt in my mind I could do that.
Man, I can't wait for you to fall on your face, Nick. No, there's no chance in hell that you can eat a hot dog in 10 seconds.
I 100% could.
Rick writes, with the NHL and, yes, even the NBA, playoffs underway, what playoff schedule of the four major sports, sorry, Nick, F1 is not a major sport,
sad,
is the most physically demanding of the players to win the championship? May I throw in, John, a fifth sport? The marathon. It's not.
Everyone's eating Oreo cookies.
It's so hard to run marathons.
It's so easy.
You can only do a couple at a high level every
Oreo
year.
Cookies.
I think the answer is NHL. I think it's unequivocally actually the NHL.
Oh, yeah, because you're playing a lot more games. It is a physical sport. And, you know, even though these guys have all been doing it since they were kids, skating is not a natural act to humans.
No.
Like running is.
Mm-mm.
Right?
Correct.
So, yes, I think it is definitely the physically more demanding is hockey.
It's insane because it has similar physicality, maybe not as much physicality, obviously, as football, but it has physicality to it. You're always moving, so you need the cardio. You're doing it on skates, though, which is absolutely wild.
Now I would throw in a little bit for the NBA because in hockey, of course, you skate shifts, right?
You do. I just looked up the most minutes played per game this season, and it was 60 minutes. No, that can't be right. They play 60 minute games. Never mind. Ignore what I just said.
Right. So, I mean, there are more rest periods, but that's also by design because it is a more physically demanding sport. But I mean, I wouldn't underestimate the physical demands of the NBA because, you know, the best players are probably playing upwards of 40 minutes a game.
It's very difficult. But you're not like the physicality of the NHL doesn't put it over the top.
Well,
for you,
yeah, but hey, pretty physical in the NBA, especially when these guys are really putting in the effort. You know, this isn't some, you know, meaningless regular season game. Every possession seems to matter. I still think it's the NHL, but the NBA playoffs are a grind, because, you know, you're playing so many games and you're exerting 40 minutes at a time and the game has become a lot more physical.
Zach says add Ironman triathlons to that list. Yeah. Let's shout out to the runners, bikers, swimmers.
We're talking about team sports, though. I'm trying to stay true to the honest of the question.
Baseball's obviously last on this list.
Yeah, it's a pretty chill sport.
I had to throw baseball.
Yeah, but you know what? They're chewing bubble gum in the dugout and sunflower seeds, not eating Oreo cookies like a glutton.
That's a great point. Some responses, by the way, to previous questions today. Michael writes, worst appetizer was the time I bit into a fried broccoli / cheese nugget thinking it was chicken. Unexpected texture was a disaster. I hate when you take a bite or take a drink of something that you are expecting the other thing. Like, even if you're, like, expecting water and it's Sprite, you're like, ah! This is disgusting.
I'm guessing a lot of people won't agree with this. I love fried cauliflower.
No, it's good.
It's fine.
It's good.
You usually get the fried cauliflower and the fried broccoli.
I like fried pickles the most.
And you dip it in the cheese.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, cool, take the healthy thing and let's just make it way unhealthy.
Exactly.
But it's good.
Exactly.
And then John writes, it's just like smoking cigs and drinking. You can smoke and not have a drink. You can't drink but not smoke. Same thing with pooping and peeing. You know, John.
Sure, yeah.
The priest says, as a 48-year-old male, what music that I enjoy is most embarrassing? And he gives us four bands or people. Wilson Phillips, don't know who that is. New Kids on the Block, Whitney Houston, or Michael Bublé. Nick, who is Wilson Phillips?
I recognize the name, but I'm not.
Wilson Phillips was 80s, 90s. It's three women, right? Was it three women?
It is. I don't know who this is. What songs do they have?
And I think a couple of them are related to Beach Boys.
Oh, Brian Wilson?
Yeah, I believe
that makes
so.
Sense.
Sure,
listen to whatever you want to listen to, but it's not embarrassing.
Oh, Nick, boo! That's not the spirit of the question. You have to make fun of this man.
Do I have to?
Which of those four is the most embarrassing?
Yeah, he asked, which is the most embarrassing?
I mean, Bublé, I guess, because he only puts out Christmas music now. Sure, there you go.
Is that true?
Yeah, I don't think Bublé's come out with a non-Christmas album in a while.
Oh, well, then that's the answer.
Nick just took the Christ out of Christmas.
Well, that's the answer then,
I
right
guess
there.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Ian wants to know, going back to number one versus number two, if you were 6'8 and above, would you pee in the sink?
No, that's disgusting. People will make fun of me for peeing in the shower. People who pee in sinks are monsters. You wash your hands in there.
What if it's a work sink?
No, I would never pee in our NRG work sink.
Well, no, not like at work, but if you have
I know someone at our work that didn't put the product in the right receptacle.
Josh, went everywhere.
How about this? Say you're a mechanic, okay, and you have a sink in your shop.
That sounds like me.
And you got the only other bathroom is in your house or not in the shop.
Okay, first of all, what kind of a workplace doesn't have a bathroom?
Well, maybe it's not a workplace. Maybe you're a mechanic for hire. Maybe you have a shop in your house in the middle of nowhere. Then people bring their stuff to you. It's like you're an independent mechanic.
Why don't you just walk to your house? It's right next door.
Because you're working on something. What if you have a work sink and you really have to go and you're like, I don't want to go get my house all greasy and stuff?
You stop doing what you're doing and you go to the house.
Yeah. No, I'm good, Nick. Also, if I have greasy hands, I wouldn't want to touch my, you know.
Well, that's why you get the Gojo.
I want to wash my hands.
You get the Gojo, then you pee in the sink, then you get back to work.
Nope, I'm good. I'll just go to the bathroom somewhere.
You wash your car parts in that sink. Do you want your car parts mixing with that stuff?
Great question, John.
Aim for the drain.
Will my pee affect my engine?
Listen, this is my odd take. It's supposed to be in the toilet, and that's it.
Yeah, that's
no shower, no sink.
What if you're in the shower and you got to go?
Well, you plan that out ahead of time.
Andy says, Nick, what the hell are you talking about? Yeah, that was an odd question. Nick really wants us to pee in our sink.
I don't want you to pee in your sink. I'm just giving an option to where you could.
So, like, if you're in the middle of mowing the girlfriend's lawn and there happens to be a sink outside, are you just going to just do it right there in the sink?
No, because she lives in the city, and that would be illegal, John.
I do pee outside when I'm running sometimes. I dip off into the forest.
Have you never peed outside, John? You've pooped outside before, haven't you?
Yes, he has.
Yeah. that was an experience.
Yeah.
Man, that... Not only do you just eat a lot, it's just a gross sport.
It's not gross.
You're an Oreo and peeing machine.
Well, I look forward to the Oreos. 12 of them.
Yeah.
I was telling one of my running friends today about it. He's like, what are you doing for your fuel for the marathon? And I told him Oreos, and he was like, what?
Exactly.
He said, wow, that compares very favorably to Morton's. And I said, yeah, isn't that pretty cool?
All right, well, if that wasn't a dumb debate.
Hell yeah.
Coming up next, a dumb quarterback draft.
Ooh.
Next on 1620 The Zone. But first, a word for my friends at goodguyssavelives.com. If you have not already done so, please consider checking that tissue and organ donor box the next time you renew your driving, hunting, or fishing license, because you can make such a life-changing and life-saving difference. Got an email from a great friend of the Grum a couple weeks ago. There was a young woman who was involved in a car accident. Unfortunately, she passed, but she was a registered donor. And her donated organs and tissue changed the lives of over 50 different recipients, including saving the lives of several of those recipients. And yes, healthy donors can save up to 8 lives just by checking that box. And the best part about organ and tissue donation is there's no cost to you or your family. Traditional funeral practices in many cases can still be followed after a successful donation, and anyone can register. It does not matter your age or your health status. Just do the selfless act and check that box, that donor box, the next time you register for your driving, hunting, or fishing license. Or if you're not up for a renewal anytime soon, visit goodguyssavelives.com. Find out how you can save up to 8 lives at goodguyssavelives.com.